I'm going to read an excerpt from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, a history, the history book from our church. There were many active organizations in the church at this time. The youth groups were especially active in winning banners and awards in the Presbytery of Peterborough, and a Bible class for men and a Presbyterian men's club were organized. So the world went steadily forward, and the first Sunday of 1937 arrived. The services were conducted as usual with a note of optimism and trust for the new year. Later in the evening, after the congregation had departed and the doors were locked, a disastrous fire destroyed the lovely old building, leaving it a smoldering mass of ruins. Despair might have overcome them, but a tenacious desire to maintain the fiber which constituted their past persisted, and with concentrated effort and determination, they arduously rebuilt the church. Under the guidance of R.T. Mohan and chairman of the building committee, and J.D. Burnett, chairman of the building fund committee, the congregation began the effort of rebuilding. And a plaque thanking all those involved in that effort hangs in the narthex. On July 14, 1937, the cornerstone for this building was laid. And during that year, we were not without friends. As we did not have a place to worship on our own, our friends down the street at Calvary Baptist opened their doors to us, and we were able to worship down the road just a stone's throw from this building, worshiping each Sunday morning. On Thursday, December 16, 1937, in the presence of a distinguished gathering of clergy and the citizens of the town and district, St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church was dedicated to the glory of God and the service of the Presbyterian Church in Canada. Do you know who you are? This congregation could have closed shop. The congregation could have said that the effort of rebuilding the new church, only 50 years after the one consumed by fire was built, would have been too much. We moved to this site in 1867, and in 1937 it burned down. But we didn't do that. The congregation knew that its faithful presence was needed in this community. The congregation could have wallowed in despair. They could have said, why us? And they could have pondered what they had done to deserve such a fate. But they didn't, which is good. As such questions often haunt us during bad times, but they stem from poor theology. God does not punish us for things that we have done wrong. Instead, God gave us Jesus Christ to show a better way forward and to let us know that we are loved and forgiven. God isn't in the business of punishment. To be sure, the congregation could have closed its doors, and perhaps no one would have blamed them. But instead, they had a vision. In the book of Joel we read, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." St. Andrew's Presbyterian Coburg had a vision to rebuild for the future, to sow the seeds of our faith that they might grow, that future generations might look back and see that faithfulness and be inspired. In Mark, we read about the parable of the mustard seed, a reminder that from small, seemingly insignificant things can grow something large and mighty. And the mustard seed doesn't know that it can't grow into something large. It simply takes root. It is watered, nurtured, and then it grows. Just as we are watered and nurtured when we worship and when we read Scripture, and then we grow in faith. And the mustard seed, Jesus says, is what the kingdom of God is like. The kingdom of God comes from the smallest of things, the tiniest of acts, and it grows. The parable of the mustard seed is the passage from Scripture that the Presbyterian Church in Canada's Stewardship and Planned Giving Office uses to promote the idea of giving to the church. The idea that from a small gift can come something large and wonderful. It is founded on the idea of legacy giving. And what is legacy? A legacy is defined as an amount of money or property left to someone in a will. And some of you perhaps wondered what this sermon was about when you saw Legacy Sunday, when you saw the bulletin insert. You said, oh, it's the money sermon. You might be getting ready for when I ask you to dig deep and give to the church. Do you know that there are some traditions where they pass an offering and it comes up and they say, we don't have enough, and they send the plates back out? And they do that 4 or 5 times. I mean, it's expected. You come prepared. But perhaps you're wondering if I'm going to ask you to increase your weekly offerings or to sign up for PAR, as the bulletin insert last week encouraged. Drawing on that information that's in the bulletin today about giving, what percentage should we all be at? A useful guideline, but it is lacking in one clear way. It is an absolute absence of imagination. I'm not saying it's not good or worthwhile pondering, but there is a lack of imagination. It simply isn't big enough. But perhaps your vision is grander than just, oh, I can give in a little bit extra on a Sunday. Perhaps you're waiting for me to ask when you might give of a portion of your estate, a bequest to the church, as David Patterson did, creating the Hope and Opportunities Fund as a result, or as those who had vision when the trust fund was established in 1984 did. Good, but still an absence of imagination. Do you not know who you are? Do you not know that you have been baptized as children of God, loved and beloved? You are a new creation in Christ. So be who you are. I would argue that legacy is more than about what we can give on an offering plate, or more than what we can give through planned giving, though we won't say no. Legacy is more than just giving out of both pockets, the one you use for day-to-day spending and the one you hold for big projects. Legacy is more than just who we are and where we've come from. It's about more than knowing that this community of faith was rebuilt from the ashes of fire, that brick by brick we rebuilt these walls and dedicated them to God. Legacy is about who you are. Who you are as children of God. Legacy is about the communal vision for God's kingdom here in Coburg and around the world. Legacy is about where we are going together as a community of faith, how we are growing, being challenged, and challenging the assumptions of others. Legacy is about speaking truth to power, just as Jesus did. Legacy is about having a creative imagination, about sharing the creative imaginings of God with the world. I love the book of Job in Scripture. It is one of my favorites. Yes, it deals with dark and difficult subject matter, It asks questions about God's fairness, about why bad things happen to good people. And over the course of its narrative, it is full of theology and philosophy, most of which will put you to sleep as you read it. But after about 40 chapters of that, of slogging through all of that, of Job debating with his three friends, wondering when God will answer his questions, wondering if God even cares. Well, finally, God shows up. Except that God doesn't do what is expected. God doesn't answer any of Job's questions. Instead, God reminds us of the breadth and the depth of God, of how truly wonderful God's creative imaginings are. We read, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundations? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. Who shut up the sea behind the doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the cloud its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness? When I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place? When I said, 'This far you may come and no farther. Here is where your proud waves halt.' Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place?" God reminds Job that there is more to this world than Job could ever have imagined. And God dares Job to imagine a larger world. A reminder that we are called to do and be more than we believe we already are. Do you not know who you are? You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Legacy is about more than the money that's in our pockets. It is about who we are as children of God, followers of Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And I invite you to ponder who you are as a baptized child of God, to consider what it means to be a royal priesthood, and to marvel and to delight as you bask in God's wonderful light. Despair might have overcome them, but a tenacious desire to maintain the fiber which constituted their past persisted, and with concentrated effort and determination, they arduously rebuilt the church. The building has been built. You are the church, strong and true. Trust in God and the calling placed on your life. And that just like a tiny mustard seed, you can also do wonderful and miraculous things. Thanks be to God.